Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the word.
Friends, we have to keep in mind that God always backs up His word, so it's important to pray His words when we pray. So if you aren't being successful with your prayers, you might want to try praying what God's Word says about your circumstances. Another reminder I would suggest is that you don't go to the Lord praying your problem, you know. He already knows what your circumstances are. He knows what the situation's like. You want to pray His Word concerning your situation, and according to His Word, they don't have to be long prayers. I hear people sometimes, you know, they'll pray on and 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 on. It really is not necessary. You know, God hears you when you say a few words, so you don't have to keep praying till the food gets cold. And just throw that in. You want to pray His word concerning your situation, but according to His word, they don't have to be long prayers. In Matthew 6:7, in the New Living Bible says, when you pray, He says, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. He said, they think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again and again. So for instance, if the devil is trying to bring sickness on your body, you could pray over your body and say, I thank you, Lord, that you have sent your word and it has healed me. And you'll find this over in Psalms 107, verse 20. And you can say, I thank you, Jesus, that you bore my sickness and took away my infirmities. You'll find that in Matthew 8:17. You can start praying this away. You can say, Satan, I refuse to take into my body a deadly or debilitating disease, for based on God's word, no evil can come near my dwelling place, nor can any plague come near my tent, according to Psalms 91:10. You just continue to say what God's word says. And when the devil tries to put sickness on you or tries to attack you in any other form, you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name, and he will have to obey you. A definition for cease and desist order is a notice demanding that the recipient immediately stops an illegal activity. And Satan has no legal right to attack your body or anything that belongs to you or even your finances. As a believer, you have been set free from the curse of the law. You can say sickness and disease are evil, and therefore they cannot come near my dwelling place, praise the Lord. For the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave dwells in my body, and I have the life of God in me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law, and all sickness is part of the curse, according to Galatians 3:13. I speak to my body now in the name of Jesus, and body, I command you to line up and stay in line with the Word of God, praise the Lord. We need to know that all sickness, not some of it, brothers and sisters, but all of it, is a part of the curse. He tells us this in Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 68. And according to Proverbs 26, verse 2, in the King James, he says, "As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. So therefore, there is no cause for a curse to alight in your life, brothers and sisters." Definition for causeless is without just grounds or motives. Since Christ redeemed you and redeemed me and became the curse for us, there are no grounds and there are no motives for a curse to land on me or you. Therefore, you can say, "I declare that I have divine healing and divine health in my body." Thank you, Jesus. Job 22:28, he says, "You shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways." He tells us in Isaiah 43:26 to put him in remembrance of his word so he can plead our case with us. I'm forever using this to the Lord when I'm praying. I'll be praying about something and I'll say, "Well, Lord, your word tells me in Isaiah 43:26 to put you in remembrance of your word." And when I'm praying God's word. So that's what I'm doing. And that's what I was just telling you to do. We're putting God in remembrance of his word. So when we were confessing what God's word says about our healings, we were putting God in remembrance of his word. And of course, you would do the same thing if it were your finances that you were praying for, only you would just look up scriptures on finances that line up with what God's word says about meeting your needs, and you'd pray them. I have this little book here. I've written about 10 or 12 of these and several books, but this one in particular is called Receiving God's Financial Miracle, and that you can find that on my website. And another scriptures that we can use on finances, for example, is in Philippians 4:19. He tells us that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Psalms 34:10 says that those that love him will not lack for any beneficial thing. I think that being able to pay your bills is a beneficial thing. Wouldn't you agree with me? Psalms 128:2 in the NIV says, "You will eat the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours." And Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm," and I capitalize that he wants to confirm. The reason why he's giving you the ability to get wealth is so that he can confirm his covenant that he swore to his fathers, as it is this day, he says. In 2 Corinthians verse 9 and 8, it says, "God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." Another reminder I'd like to give you is that when you're praying for a financial breakthrough, is that as a Christian, we are not depend on the things of this world to provide for us. Our jobs, for instance, salaries, clients, stock market, they're not our source. They're only channels. They're only channels to receive from. God, you have to keep this in mind, God is the source of everything. He is the source of everything that we need. Another thing that we must learn, God wants his children to prosper and increase in the area of finances. God wants us to reflect his goodness, which includes his desire for us to thrive in every area of our life, including our finances. We are blessed, brothers and sisters. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. You know, that used to be my prayer many years ago, and I want you to know that it still is. But remember, when God does his part by blessing you, you must do your part and be a blessing to others. Friends, I pray that you're beginning to see that it gives your Father good pleasure to bless you with prosperity and good health. And Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." This verse essentially means that God delights in blessing his people. It's about what kind of heart God has. It's a verse about what makes God glad, not merely about what God will do or what he has to do, but what he delights to do, what he loves to do, and what he takes pleasure in doing. Another thing that you need to be aware of is that he also tells us to speak to our mountains. He tells us this in Mark 11:23 and Matthew 21:21. He says in Matthew 21:21 that you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done for you. Now that's some kind of power. Wow.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I pray that when we speak to our mountains of sickness, our mountains of debt, or anything that is blocking our way of receiving from you, we will believe and we will not doubt. Hallelujah. We will believe that based on your word, that when we speak to that mountain, it will move. Praise God. Help us, Lord, to understand that there is a time to pray and a time to speak. And I pray that when we don't know what to pray, that we will trust Holy Spirit to intercede for us and help with our prayers. For He knows more about our situations than we do. For according to His Word, God who looks into our hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit, and the Spirit prays for us just as God wants Him to pray. Help us to understand, O Lord, that when we ask you for help, to allow you to answer in the way that will be best for us and not try to tell you when and where and how to answer our prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.